Okay. Tonight is Monday, May 6th, or 26th day of the month of Iyar. This is the Gemara Shir, Masechah Sukkah. We're up to Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph.
Actually, or 27th. Yeah, okay. Don't even know the difference. Okay. Okay, Rabotai. We're in the middle of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Just one he'ara on something which we said previously. If you remember correctly, we had pointed out 2 weeks ago and reminded you last week as well of how the Rambam splits his psak. The Rambam paskins ikar shira bepeh, that the primary vehicle of the kiyum of shira is by the singing, the choir, and nonetheless, the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yemiya Bar Abba, that in relationship to the shir shel korban, everybody believes that the Khalil is Doche, or the Kelim Adoche, the musical interest is Doche. And the only debate is whether Khalil of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. And the Halacha will always be formulated like the Chachamim, because they are the majority against Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who's in the minority. But in relationship to Shir Shel Korban, there is unanimity of opinion that everyone agrees that it's Doicha Shabbos. And everybody questioned why did the Rambam split his psak when it seems to be that the Gemara made it dependent one upon the other. So I want to share with you Rav Chaim's understanding. And this is a very essential principle which Rav Chaim has demonstrated to explain the following halacha. We know that, as we pointed out last week, and the Gemara will repeat it again, that there is no doubt that even though you paskin ikar shira bepeh, the musical accompaniment was, as the Gemara said, libasume kala. Now, if you look to enhance the music, to augment, so if you looked for a halacha through which we're all familiar with, what would you call libasume kala in broader halachic strokes? Something where there is a mitzvah and something enhances a mitzvah. What would you call such a thing?
Hidur
mitzvah. Good. Now, hidur mitzvah under normal circumstances per se is not doicha Shabbos. Not doicha Shabbos. And here comes in Rav Chaim and says, I will give you an ironclad rule to show you two different types of hidur. Two different types of application of the halach of hidur mitzvah. We'll start with the classic illustrations. Quoting the pasuk in the Shira, Zeh Eli Va'anveyu. So the Gemara in Shabbos on the Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis gives 50 illustrations. Lulav Na'eh, Sukkah Na'eh, Talis Na'eh, and so on and so forth. The common denominator with all of those illustrations is that the Ikar HaMitzvah does not change between the bare bones performance and a Hidur performance. A Sukkah is a Sukkah. Whether it's a Shenim Adonisht, you know, the old Rabbi Song song, that makes no difference. A Sukkah has three walls and some Schach. An esrog is an esrog, as long as it's a fruit that qualifies as an esrog. Whether it has lots of bumps on it, whether it looks nice, that's all secondary. So the hidur does not change the context of the mitzvah itself. It's simply a subjective view of beauty imposed by whom? By the viewer, as to what you consider beautiful and what you don't consider beautiful. But the core mitzvah hasn't changed whatsoever. Then there is a second category of hidur mitzvah. And we came across, and I showed you this halacha in the Rambam, also in Shabbos, where you have what's called tzitzin She'ein me'akvinis hamila. Threads of skin, of foreskin, parts of the foreskin that if not cut do not preclude you from fulfilling the mitzvah of Mila, but we ask you to cut them in any event because of Hidur mitzvah. Now there, says Rav Chaim correctly, it's not that you're just beautifying the original act. You are changing the scope, the dimension of how much you cut. The first layer is cutting X percentage of the foreskin, which is me'akev. Now you cut something additionally, and that's called the hidur. You're not beautifying the original, let's assume just for argument's sake. It's 63% of the foreskin. You're not doing anything else to the foreskin in terms of hidur, but you're now adding another 37% of the foreskin. That's a different type of hidur. So too, by Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, everybody understands, is not the classic hidur mitzvah. What do the Chachamim say? Tana Rabbana, mitzvahs Chanukah, nerishu besa. Now, one element of hidur applies to that as well. The Chanukiyah, which you have for one menorah, should be a beautiful one. Very nice. But then the Gemara says, Mahadrin is ner l'chol echad v'echad. Mahadrin mina mahadrin, you know, moisif aholim. That's not beautifying the original act, that's amplifying, changing the very character of the Maisa HaMitzvah. Says Rav Chaim, that wherever the Hidur manifests as a change in the item itself, changing the performance, the nature of the mitzvah, that's considered a more essential element of Hidur than the typical halacha of what? Of Zekeh Livanveh, to have a nice talus. So whether you have an atara on a talus, a beautiful silver atara, or not, that doesn't change the very character of the mitzvah. And that hidur, in his language, is considered not migufo shel ha-mitzvah. It's not part and parcel of the definition of the mitzvah. It's an extraneous mitzvah of hidur. That type of item is certainly not doicha Shabbos. But where the hidur, in effect, changes the very character of the mitzvah, changes the very character of the mitzvah, under those circumstances, that type of hidur is even doicha Shabbos. That's why the Rambam said that for if the moel was lo piresh, as long as he's continuing, he's allowed to continue his maisa mila, even for tzitzin she'ein ma'akvinis hamila, based on hidur mitzvah. Because when he is engaged in this hidur, he is dramatically changing the scope of the mitzvah. Scope of the mitzvah. And if for a second, obviously it's not the halacha, but if for a second there would be such a halacha that Ner Chanukah is Doicha Shabbos, we would not only say which candle is Doicha Shabbos, only the first candle, one Nerushu Beisai. We would say, if it's the fourth night, everybody's allowed to light four candles. We would always say that. So here too, says the Rabbi, I acknowledge that Ikar Shira B'peh, there's no doubt, and the additional musical accompaniment is not considered the Ikar Shira, that's considered Hidur Mitzvah, Lebasume Kala. But where the Lebasume Kala expands the Maisa HaMitzvah, it's not only people singing, it's also orchestra accompaniment. Under those circumstances, it fits into model number two of Hidur Mitzvah. That's considered a Hidur Beguf HaDavar, and Shitas HaRambam is consistent that under those circumstances, that type of Hidur is Doicha Shabbos as well. So it's an important distinction which Rav Chaim raises to see the difference between Hidur, for example, by Chanukah or Tzitzis She'einim Me'akvin, versus the Hidur of Talus Na, Sukkah Na, where the Maisa HaMitzvah doesn't change. It's just that you beautify the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. That's L'chatchila, not B'dievet, not Ma'akev, nothing. And that would never, no one would ever say that you'd be doicha Shabbos for that. But whereas if there is a change in the item itself, under those circumstances, we would.
Wouldn't the Chalil Shabbos Shuev also be characterized as Hidur in that case?
But the problem is, it's not, the whole requirement is not Midoraisa. There's no mitzvah to play the Simcha's Beis. The Simcha...
Right, but there's a Simcha Beis Shuev, that's what we say, Halacha Moshe Sinai.
Correct.
This would be Hidur. Why would you say that this would be Hidur?
No, the Simcha Beis Shuev is not Halacha Moshe Sinai. Nisa Chamayim, Nisa Chayayim is. It's just a Din Rabbanan. So for that, since there is no basis on a Dindoraisa, therefore they said that type, it is a type of heathen. But for that, they're not going to be Doicha Shabbos. Even though this whole question is so strange, because we will see, Rashi will emphasize that the whole nature of discussion is only a Derabbanan. It's not that by playing the musical you're going to do an Issa Doraisa. Rashi's going to remind us of that tonight. That the whole problem is, what's this whole discussion? Whether you should of course say Ein Shlus B'Mikdash and that's it. 100%. It's very difficult. This whole Gemara is very difficult. Okay, let me get invited. So we're up to Meisvei. Gemara quoted Rabbi Yirmiya Baraba. It's exactly in the middle of the page. Meisvei. Gemara wants now challenge either Rabbi Yosef, who said, if you remember, Rabbi Yosef said that the machloikis between the Chacham and Rosh and Rabbi Yehuda is only by Shir Shol Korban. But Shir Shol Shoeva, everybody holds is not Doicha Shabbos. Meisvei, here is a brisa. Shir Shol Shoeva, Doches HaShabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim omrim, Af Yom Tov Eino Doche. So that should be Tiyufta de Rabbi Yosef. That should be a question against Rabbi Yosef. Because Rabbi Yosef says that what? That where is the debate? Where is the debate? Only by Shir Shol Korban. But by Shir Shol Shoeva, according to Rabbi Yosef, everyone agrees that it's not Doicha Shabbos. Well, here you have a brisa that clearly states quite the contrary. That the Shir Shol Shoeva is subject to a machloikis between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, you're right, Tiyufta. It's indeed a question against Rabbi Yosef. Says the Gemara, Lema Bashir Shol Shoeva Hu Depligi, Aval Bashir Shol Korban Divrei Hakol Have a Tiyufta Have a Doicha Shabbos. Lema Have to Tiyufta Rabbi Yosef Petarte. If that's the case, there should be this brisa should be contradictory to Rabbi Yosef in two halachot. Number one. Rabbi Yosef said that nobody allows Shir Shol Korban. Nobody allows Shir Shol Korban. What? No, excuse me. Nobody allows Shir Shol Shoeva. Number two, everybody allows Shir Shol Korban, according to Rabbi Yosef. Well, the inference from this brisa contradicts, the brisa itself contradicts Rabbi Yosef directly in one halacha, that by Shir Shol Shoeva, somebody is allowing Doicha Shabbos. Who is that somebody? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The inference also contradicts Rabbi Yosef. Because the inference is that since the only debate is recorded by Shir Shol Shoeva is Gishpart, the inference is that by Shir Shol Korban, everybody allows it. That's also against Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara says, Lema tehevet yufta bitarte. Let us suggest that what? That this brisa, through its inference, will reject or contradict Rabbi Yosef in two ways. Answers the Gemara, no. Amalcha Rabbi Yosef, pligi bishir shil shoeva. For hu adin lekorban. The machloikis is really by both. That the Chachamim will say that neither Shir Shol Shoeva nor what? Shir Shol Korban Adoicha Shabbos. Neither of them are. V'hai de kamiflegi b'Shir Shol Shoeva l'hodiach ha-koiche de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda da'filu de Shoeva namidachi. It's only to teach you how powerful and how committed Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is to his opinion. Not only does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda allow you to what? To be doicha by Shir Shel Korban, he even allows you to be doicha by Shir Shel Shoeva. But it's not to assume that what? that the Chachamim agree in relationship to Shir Shel Korban. They are steadfast in their agreement that there is no allowance for Klei Shir, not by Shir Shel Shoeva and not by Shir Shel Korban. So the inference from the Brisa does not really contradict Rabbi Yosef twice. It only contradicts Rabbi Yosef once. That's all. Doesn't. Ask the Gemara, v'hakitani, zehu chalil shel beis ha-shoeva, she'eino docha lois ha-shabas v'lois ha-yamtov. The Mishnah says that this is the chalil that of beis ha-shoeva, which is not docha, not Shabbos, not yamtov. Drash, zehu de'eino docha. This chalil of beit ha-shoeva indeed does not override the Shabbos. Inference. Aval de korban docha, but the shir shel what? The shir shel korban is docha Shabbos. Mani, who might be the author of that inference? Inei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. If you would like to suggest that what, that the author of such opinion is only Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, ha amar shir shel shoeva nami docha. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says that what, that the shir shel shoeva is also docha. Elulav Rabbana. Must be that the author of this opinion is whom? The Rabbana. Utyufta de Rabbi Yosef Petarte. And therefore, this Brisa does indeed contradict Rabbi Yosef on two of them. Says the Gemara Tyufta. Now the Gemara caves in and says, you're right. The Brisa indeed contradicts Rabbi Yosef twice. Number one, directly, that it says that the debate is by Shir Shel Shoeva. And by inference, we assume that by Shir Shel Korban, even the Chachamim will allow it. Even the Chachamim will allow it. And as a result, Rabbi Yosef is contradicted by this Brisa in two ways. Directly and by inference from that particular Brisa. Okay. And as a result, since we've rejected Rabbi Yosef, we will accept Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba says that the Machloikis is only by korban, but by Shir Shel Shoeva, everybody agrees that what, that it's not Doicha Shabbos. No, just the opposite. That the machloikis, that by korban, everyone agrees that it's Doicha. Everyone, and the machloikis is only by Shir Shel Shoeva. Yeah. Now the Gemara asks the question: what might be the basis, the original origin of the pasuk of the halacha of ikashira b'peh versus ikashira b'kli? What triggered their original opinions? Not what does it depend on. Up until now, we've been looking for what? Other machlokas, like can Eved sing, or they have to be a Levi? Do you hold you can make a kli shoreis out of eights? That's making the case of ikashira b'peh dependent upon another machlokas. But it doesn't really tell you what is the origin of their respective opinions. Why did somebody come to the opinion that the main kiyum of Shira is voice, b'peh, and the other one comes to ikashira b'kli? So the Gemara is going to quote psukim for both. My time a demanda amar ikashira b'kli. Dechsiv vayomer chizkiyahu laha'alot ha'ola laha'mizbeyach ube'eit heichel ha'ola, and when the ola was begun, heichel shir Hashem v'hachatzotzrot v'al yidei kli David melech Yisrael v'al yidei kli David melech Yisrael. So it says pretty black on white that what accompanied the korban ola when they bring clay David, are the utensils. Must be ikashira b'kli. Because the pasuk is making reference to the shira b'kli at the time of what? Of the offering of the korban ola. So this particular pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis seems to support the notion that there is ikashira b'kli. Yes?
I actually think the language doesn't say that. It says, Heichel Shir Hashem, V'hachatzir Yisrael, saying first that the song Hashem started, and the trumpets, and the kli yudei.
Good. So and al yudei kli.
Such a good proof.
Okay, so that's going to be the reject. That's going to be what the other guy's going to say. That's why his pasuk is not enough of a compelling argument. But initially, that's with the pasuk that he quotes. And uman de omar, my time at the man de omar gishur bepeh. What might be the source of the opinion who says that Ikar Shira is bepeh? He also quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. What does it say? Vayehi ke'echad lamechatzrim v'lameshorerim lahashmiya kol echad lahalel ulhodot lashem ukeharim kol b'chatzotzrot u'bimseltayim ubikle hashir ubahalel Hashem hoidul ubahalel Hashem kitov ki liolam chasto v'habayit malei anan beit Hashem. So here the phrase of kol echad lehalel ulish kol lehalel lehodot Hashem. How was this shira taking place? Lehalel lehodot. How lehashmiya kol echad. So the emphasis placed on what? On the kol echad, which is ikar shira bepeh. Ikar shira bepeh. Asks the Gemara, v'idach nami haksiv ayomer chizkiyahu. And what did he quote? What did he quote? What did he quote? Hochel shir Hashem? Just as your question was. The first pasuk also says what? Also says what? That there was a shir. Answers the Gemara Hachi Kamar. Hachil Hasher Bepeh Al Yidei Klei David Melech Yisrael Libesume Kala. So he interprets the first pasuk, the one who says what? Ikashir Bepeh interprets the first pasuk that the Ikar Shira is indeed Bepeh, and the clay David, Melech Yisrael, are only come to do what? Only coming libasume kala, to somehow augment the voice. V'idach. What is the opinion who says Ikar Shira Bekli? What does he do with what? With the second pasuk, which seems to indicate that the primary Shira is Bepeh. Haksiv nami vahi ke'echad lemechatzi ulemishorerim. Answers the Gemara Hachikam. Mishorim dumyo de mechatzitzrim. Ma mechatzitzrim bekli, af mishorim bekli. Just as those blowing the chatzotzros were obviously a utensil, the chatzotzros, so the mishorim are also done bekli. So even though the pasuk happens to make reference to kli, it also makes reference to kli, and I believe that that's the ikar expression of shira as well. Ikar shira as well. Yeah. Now, there is, up until now, when the Gemara operates with the assumption that there is Shira Bepeh, and that the Machloikis is by Shir Shel Korban, or Divrei Hakol, that there is Shir Shel Korban, at what point in the service did the Leviim sing? What ultimately took place during the service of this particular Korban that the Leviim was singing? Were they singing when they shechted the animal? Were they singing when they sprinkled the dam? The answer is no. We know when they were singing. When were they singing? At the time of the Nisuch HaYayin. Why? Because Ein Oimrim Shira El Al HaYayin. We only sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaYayin because Yayin has the capacity to generate simcha for everybody involved. That's what everybody says. And if you look at everybody, the Rambam, everyone else who quotes this halacha will tell you that Shira took place at the time of what? At the time of the Yayin. That's correct. And yet, Please take your sheet that I distributed.
It's got to be an extra one from someplace.
Yeah.
I make 25. Take the sheet.
This is Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samach Dal Amud Aleph. Samach Dal Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, it describes Shechitas HaPesach in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah, about a third, two-thirds of the way down, says, HaPesach Nishchat B'Shalosh Kitot. The Korban Pesach was slaughtered in three different groups. They couldn't pack all of Am Yisrael into the Azara at the same time. So they did it in shifts. Shine'emar V'Shachatu Oso Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael. Kehal Eda V'Yisrael. A reference to what? Three groups. Nichnasa Kat Rishayna, the first group came in. Nismalo HaZara. They filled up the Azara. No'alu Dalsos HaZara. Big fire hazard. They locked the gates of the Azara so that nobody else can get in. I'm not sure it was like we would have today, where you can only lock it from, maybe hopefully it was. From the outside it was locked, you can't get in, but hopefully you could push a push door to make sure that you can get out at least. Taku Vahariu Vitaku. And they blew the shofars. Very nice. Very nice. Skip a couple of lines down into the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yatzisa, and they have the whole process. Fifth wide line in the Mishnah. Yatzisa kat rishayna, v'nichnasa kat shniya. First group emptied out of the Azara, second group comes in. Yatzisa shniya, nichnasa shlishis. Ki ma'aseh harishona, kach ma'aseh hashniya, v'hashlishi. Whatever I just described in the Mishnah for the first group was repeated for the second group and the third group. Karu Esahale. And for each group, they read, they sang the Hale. Im Gomru Shanu, Im Shanu Shileshu. That if they finished saying the whole Hale, and what? And they weren't finished slaughtering the Korban Pesach in that group, there were still people, so they sang the Hale, Nachamon. They repeated. If what? If they finished it the second time and there were still people in that group who were not yet brought the Korban Pesach, so they sang the Hallel the three times. Afal pi shelo shilshu miyameihem. They never actually completed the Hallel a third time because the Kohanim were quick enough that they were able to get it before the Hallel was recited three times. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, miyameihem shel kat shlishis. Lo igila hafti ki yishma Hashem ben dei sha'ama muwati. Rabbi Yehuda says they never even got to a hafti. Why? Because they're able to what? To finish it fine. No problem. Take a look at... Now the Mishnah doesn't say who exactly was singing. Who was singing during the time of the Shechitas HaPesach? Doesn't say. Just says Karu Asahala. So it could have been Yasala doing his famous Mekimei Me'afar Dal, or his very famous Hashem Zecharanu with choir, composed by Leo Lowe. But it's a beautiful piece. And Yasala sang that many times. In fact, when he gave his famous concert in Israel, Yasala Rosenblatt also was running a newspaper, and he declared bankruptcy, so he didn't have to pay off his creditors. But he felt badly, and he went on a concert tour all over Israel to raise funds to pay off his debts. And he was just going crazy, and he just did too much. He had a heart attack, and he died in Eretz Yisrael. And the last thing that he had sung, and it's on a card on a video, was Hashem Zecharanu facing the Kotel and singing Hashem Zecharanu. So that's maybe he was singing in the choir. Take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos, no. Karu was a Hallel. Pirush Leviyah. Now for this would Yasala been, because Yasala was a Levi, so he could have been in the choir. But Kosovitsky was a Yisrael, he would not be into the category, into that category. How do I know that it was Leviyah? The Sanhedrin concerned in the Bryce and Tosefta. Yisrael shoked in his Pischehem, Uleviyim Kairis Al. Bryce says black on white that who was singing? Who was singing? The Levian. Kasha Luri. So Luri asks the following question. The Arena Meperek Ein Ne'erachin Be'erchin Ubekeitza Mevarchin Ein Oimrim Shira El Al Hayayin. Shira is only sung in the context of what? Of wine. Of wine. V'hocha chazinon de'ika shira below the sachar. Why does Tosfos automatically assume that the Korban Pesach did not have nisachim? Why? And he's right, it did not. How do I know? And why did it not? Because which type of Korban is privileged to have nisachim? Only a Korban Tzibur. Korbanos Tzibur had nisachim, as we say every single day. Olat Shabbat to Shabbato, Alolat HaTamid V'Niska. So the Korban Tamid, which is a Korban Tzibur, has Nesachim. Korban Musif, which is a Korban Tzibur, has Umin Chasam V'Niskehem Kim Dubar.
What does the Tzibur mean in this context?
It means that's the Halacha. Ha. Tzibur does not mean that everybody's bringing it. It means where the money from the Korban comes from the Trumas Halishka, from the money donated by you and me from what? From our Machtes HaShekel every year during the month of Adar. And now there was money taken for all communal Korbanot. Shechitas HaPesach, despite the fact that it's brought by every member of Klal Yisrael, is not a Korban Tzibur. It's a Korban Yachid. It's like an oxymoron. It's a Korban Yachid, which everybody has to bring. But by definition, Be'ikar, essentially, it's a Korban Yachid. Everybody has to bring the Korban Yachid. The mere fact that everybody brings it does not create a what? A Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur is only when it's one Korban brought on behalf of the whole Klal Yisrael, and its monies are taken from the Trumas Halishka, which were contributed by them. So there are no Niskeyayin associated with what? With the Korban Pesach. If there are no Niskeyayin, asks Tosfos, that's against the rule of what? Enoimim Shira El Alayayin. El Alayayin. V'hacha Chazinan De'ika Shira Belo Nisachin. V'chein, says Tosfos, Hayu Mikachin Hu Azoros Bebeis Todos U'Bashir. Ubashir. There is a halacha, it's quoted in Maseches Sanhedrin, as well as in Maseches Shavuos, of a way to sanctify and expand the territory of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. We know that the Beis HaMikdash is only sanctified, it's based on Kedushas Mechitzos. So the mechitzos, the walls of the Azara, have a certain sanctity. The Har HaBayis has another sanctity, and the rest of Yerushalayim has a third sanctity. It's the Mishnah in Kalim, which described Esa Kedushose. Very nice. Fine. Now what happens if you would like to expand the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash? You want to expand it. You want it to be including the entire Har HaBayis should be endowed with Kedushas Mikdash, to enable all of Klal Yisrael not just to go up there and walk around like we do today, but to be back with Korbanos all over the place. So there is a formula which you're supposed to use. You bring members of the Sanhedrin and you shecht shlomim. That's what it's. And you shlecht olos and shlomim. And what do you do? What do you do? You sing songs as well. Now that Korban is not a Korban Tzibur. It's not a Korban Tzibur. It's no chiyuv to be Mosif on the Azaros. And the same thing will be true to be Mosif on Yerushalayim. That if you want to eat kachim kalim outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the walled city, let's assume you want to eat it in your famous hotel, right? In the Inbal. Well, how are you going to eat kachim kalim in the Inbal if it's not within the walled city of Yerushalayim? How are you going to go out and eat it in Ramot? The answer is, we're going to be sanctifying Mosifin on Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, which is In the Beis HaMikdash, we are only allowed to eat kachi kachim. So they demonstrated its expansion with the Korban Oila. In Yerushalayim, what do you demonstrate it? With the Korban Shlomim. You will eat the Korban Shlomim in the Inbal Hotel, in the presence of the members of the Sanhedrin, and that will now sanctify the Inbal Hotel with Kedushas Yerushalayim. That's not a Korban Tzibur. And as a result, there was no Nisachim. How could they go ahead and what? Sing. So Tosfos asks the question, why is it that Leviim needed, that the Leviim sang, and it was not done in conjunction with what? So apparently, if there is a separate Mechayev of Shira, independent of the normal Halacha of Shira ala Korban, you also need Leviim, according to Tosfos, as long as there's a separate independent Mechayev of Shira. What's the separate independent Mechayev by Korban Pesach? What is there to trigger to say Hallel? What triggers the Chiyuv to say Hallel? What triggers it? There is no Halacha. It's a statement, as the Gemara says there. Efshar Yisrael Shoichtin Es HaPesach V'lo Yoyim Hallel. Is it possible for us to conceive that we were going to be offering a Korban Pesach and Am Yisrael will not be saying Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean? It means sometimes the circumstances themselves dictate that you have to say Hallel. If you understand what the Korban Pesach is all about, you understand what is the Korban Pesach? To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He did for us in Mitzrayim, took us out of Mitzrayim. Of course you have to say Hallel. So forget that it's not a Korban Tzibur. There's a separate Mechayev. And every time there is a separate Mechayev, that requires Hallel. And Tosfos is of the opinion that whenever there is a Chi of Shira, that requires Leviim. Requires Leviim. So as a result, it's if you're dealing with the regular Mizgeret of Korban, on a plain Tuesday morning, when you bring the Korban Toida, Be'ikar, there is no Michayev of Hallel on a Korban, Tomich or Shacha. What? It's a regular ordinary weekday, we're going to work. So what triggers the Chi of Shira? The fact that there is Yayin. And as the Pasuk, as the Psalmist says in Tehillim 104, V'yayin yisamach levav enosh, raises the spirits of people, and then you recognize your obligation to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's by the Korban Tamid Shoshacha. That's by a Korban Musaf. There's no Chiyuv of Simcha on Shabbos. So what generates the Chiyuv of Simcha? It is the Niskayan. But where there is an independent element of Chiyuv Simcha, so the Gemara knows that by Korban Pesach, based on this Kavachayma. Efshar Yisrael Shoichten Asavet V'lo Yoimru Hallel. Okay. What exactly is the Mechayev when you expand the borders of the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim? A little difficult to understand. But Tosfos assumes that there will be a Chi of Shira, and Tosfos is of the opinion that every single Chi of Shira must be done with whom? With the Leviim, even though it's not necessarily triggered by Yayin.
Did they do Korban Pesach?
What?
Did they do Korban Pesach in the Midbar?
In the Midbar? Absolutely not. They only brought the first, year number two, and that's it.
So what do we say they sung?
They didn't bring a Korban Pesach, so they didn't sing.
And they just said they did sing on the second year.
No, sure. No, only the second year they sang. They brought a Korban Pesach. So
right, so what did they sing then? They didn't have Hallel yet.
That's an old kashya. You know, it's an old kasha. Well, what? Yeah, who knows what they, you know, who knows? That's an old kasha. How could you have Hallel if there's no Hallel? What are you going to do with the Ramban who holds that the Hallel is a mitzvah d'oraisa every yontif? So there was no Hallel until David HaMelech was born. They sang something else. That's all.
Just the premise that Korban Pesach is not a Korban Tzibur. How is it Docha Shabbos?
Because it's a special pasuk. V'ya'asu b'nei Yisrael es ha-pasach b'mau adau. Chapter 9, verse 2, in Sefer Bamidbar, says the Michal, the Sifri, whatever the Medrash Halach is, But Mayado, Afila Bituma, Afila B'Shabbos. Needs a special Tchiyah. If not for that, it would not be Doicha Shabbos. Special Doicha. B'Moado, V'Ya'asu B'nei Yisrael Asaposach, B'Moado, Afila Bituma, Afila B'Shabbos. It's a good question. It's a good question.
Why are the Korbanos that enlarge the base of Mikdash not a carbon seaboard?
Which Korban?
The one that Joe brings, a head would bring for enlarging the base of Mikdash. Why not be a carbon seaboard?
Because it's not a chiyuv documented in the Chumash. Korban Sibur is legislated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Sibur has to bring such a Korban. The Korban Tamid, Korban Musaf, and that's it. Nothing else is a Korban Sibur. Everything else, Korban Yachid.
Korban Miluim, that we Shlomo brought Miluim.
Those... That is not a... That's who told him to bring it. And there, so the Bahag argues that those Korbanos are documented in the Chumash. Where? In Parshas Naso. Every time you dedicate the Mizbeach, you should follow this particular ritual. But aside from the Bahag, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Very difficult. Now, Rashi here says... Look at Rashi in our Gemara, Lamichatzatzrim. The pasuk writes, "Vahi keechod lamichatzatzrim ule mashorim lahashmiyo koechod." This is the pasuk which serves as the basis of Ikar Shira Bepet. Take a look at Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Lamechatzitzrim ule mashoririm. V'hocha loksiv kelim. And in this part of the pasuk, no mention exists about utensils. What does it say? Kol echad. Only lahashmiya kol echad. Asks Rashi on himself. What do you mean there's no such thing as a utensil mentioned in this pasuk? What do you think Chatzitzvos is? Chatzitzvos is a voice, says Rashi. The chatzotzrots lav kleshir nidu. Chatzotzrots are not considered kleshir. Why? Shehein litkios hatemidin vahabusafin. They come to perform a different halacha. There is a different halacha. That halacha is found in Parshas Bahaloscha, where the pasuk says, "Ubiyoyim simchaschem uvemoadechem uveraseh chadshechem uskatem bachatzotzros al oloseichem val zivchei shalmechem." It's a special halacha that you're supposed to have chatzotzros, but that's not a halacha in shira. It's not a halacha in shira, and therefore, despite the fact that it mentions chatzotzros in this pasuk, the only shira that is mentioned is what? Is lahashmiya kol echad, only the voice. Kacha lomed Rashi. However, take a look at the Rambam. The reverse side of the page. Take a look at the Holy Rambam. This is Perigimel of Hilchus Klei HaMikdash. Now, one of the things that the Rav always taught us was you have to see where the Rambam quoted a halacha in order to figure out its essence, its very essence. So I had a little mercy on a tree, so I did not quote the beginning of Perigimel, and which starts on the bottom of the previous page. I will just read it to you. And the Rambam writes, Shevet mitzvah saseh lehavdil shevet levi mikol Yisrael. There is a mitzvah to isolate, separate, elevate, shevet levi. And now the Rambam continues. Umuchanin la'avodas hamikdash. These Leviim are what? Set aside for what? Service in the mikdash. Bein ratzu, bein shelo ratzu. Whether you want to be a Levi and work in the mikdash or not, sorry, Mr. Chef, you are drafted as a Levi into the mikdash. Shine emar, v'avad ha'levi, hu es avodat ohel moed. V'chein uben Levi shekibel alav kol mitzvos Levi chutz midavar echad ein mekablin osoat shekabel es kulon. If you say, you know what, I'm willing to do X job, We daven beautifully, so I'll be in the choir. But I don't want to do anything with opening up the doors. I'm not interested in being a doorman on Fifth Avenue in the Mikdash. I'm not interested in being a doorman. So you tell him, listen, buddy, you're conscripted for everything. And the Rambam describes in Halacha Beis, Avodah Shelohen, he who shows me his Hamikdash, for you men shorarin, for you men shorarin. So if somebody asks you to describe the headline, what is Perek Gimel of Hilchas Kli HaMikdash describing? Levir. Excellent. Avir, Halacha of Levir. Very nice. So now look at Halacha He. Look at Halacha He. Okay? Just read the Rambam and tell me what he's talking about in Halacha He. No. Okay. What is the halacha that the Rambam is talking about in this halacha? They're supposed to blow the chatzoitzros when on certain moadot. Good. So, what question will you now ask Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon? Why are you writing this halacha in the halacha that describes the avodas halavim? Why? So what conclusion will you formulate by virtue of the fact that the Rambam decided to code this halacha of Chatzotzros in the perek that describes Avodas Halavim? What do you now conclude about this? The what? That it's a Kiyam and Shira. Exactly. It's a Kiyam and Shira. And in fact, if you look at Minyan HaMitzvos, LaHarambam, the Rambam never counts Chatzotzros as a separate one, separate mitzvah of Tayag Mitzvos. Never does. And many Noisei Kalim are upset with the Rambam. Why didn't you quote it? So what will you say in defense of the Rambam? In defense of the Rambam who disagreed with the Megillah Esther and others who quote Chatzotzros Isaiah 7, what will you say in defense of the Rambam? It's all part of the broader halacha of what? Of Shir of HaMikdash. I don't need two halachas of Shir of HaMikdash. So Rashi in our Gemara takes the position that Chatzotzros is not a Kiyam Shira whatsoever. So much so that it cannot count to what? To identify a kli in this particular pasuk, because chatzotzros is a totally separate mitzvah. Not true for the Rambam. For the Rambam, the question would be, I can't ask the Rambam that question. Why would you now believe that this particular pasuk serves as the basis of which authority of ikashiru bepeh, when there is a kli mentioned in this pasuk? A kli shir is mentioned in this pasuk. What kli shir is mentioned in this pasuk? La mechatzeh tzrin. The fact that the Rambam codes this halacha in a perek of the Levim teaches you that the Rambam understood that chatzotzros is a kiyam shira and therefore belongs here. And in fact, it's an attack, and it's an activity of the Levim. And yet, who blows the chatzotzros? Only the Kohanim. So Kohanim engage in some type of mitzvah of Shira as well by blowing the chatzotzros. I don't know where the Rambam got it from, but the conclusion is abundantly clear by where the Rambam coded the halacha. That's something that the Rav always used to emphasize. Try to figure out the essence of a halacha where the Rambam quote. There were plenty of other locations in Sefer Karbanos and Avoida which the Rambam could have written Chatzotzros and not Dafka put it in the Perek of the Levim, which discusses one of his tasks is the mitzvah of Shira, which is a little difficult. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here and we'll continue next to Bach.
Is that further proof from the beginning, the whole hitter thing?
Is what?
Is that further proof what you were saying about the whole hitter? mitzvah because he's saying here that the kalim are an ikar part of the
shir. That is correct. Could very well be. Yes, could very well be.
Do you have some time for some non-sequiturs?